they determined that he would have shoulder surgery on his left shoulder in the near future. I don't have a date for you. The normal recovery time on this surgery is 4 to 6 months. Any questions?
You obviously have a pretty sizable hole in your lineup with that situation. Where do you go from here?
So the pieces of that will go out with Evander's injury, you'll see an increase in Mike Frolik's penalty kill time. Both Fro and Adam Lowry will get more power play time. We've dealt with injuries to Evander and other forwards over the course of the year. So, you know, at points it's been Thorburn, Lowry, and Halaschuk, Kane, Lowry, and Halaschuk. So the players that have gone in to fill those holes will do that as well.
Maybe you can help us with a little bit of timeline. Evander was ready to play Tuesday night in Vancouver, and then he became a healthy scratch, a coach's decision or whatever, and now he has to have shoulder surgery. What happened in there that changed? He was ready to play Tuesday night, and now he's elected to have surgery and can't play for the rest of the season.
Yeah, so this is an injury that players have. Over the course of, and probably each team has a player with this injury. He went and got it looked at. There was some progression in the injury. So there was the option of how you would best move forward with it. They decided on the surgery.
So you don't think that the situation that happened in your dressing room in Vancouver has anything to do with this decision from the player?
That would be a question for Evander.
Coach, you've had 3 wins over the Chicago Blackhawks so far this season. What's the key to continuing that tonight?
I used to think it was playing tired, playing the night before. I think our last 4 games, 3 of them have been that. We have a very healthy amount of respect for the Chicago Blackhawks and what they're capable of doing with not just their offensive play, but certainly they have some just world-class players. So we have been able to get our game to a level, a pace, and they've been good, tight games. So you look at the block, and we've won our last 3. That doesn't give you the picture of how close, how good our goaltending's been, how hard we've had to work to block the one extra shot, to get one more puck to the net. These are very, very close, hard-fought, really high-paced games. The puck moves up and down the ice. We usually skate as absolutely as fast as we can because we have to, and make for very, very exciting games.
Coach, did Evander Kane choose not to play Tuesday night?
I made the decision not to put him in the lineup. It was a coach's decision.
Okay. And to Michael Hutchinson tonight, if he gets a start.
Hutch is playing tonight.
So what do you want to see from his game, not just against the Blackhawks, but recently with how he's been going? What do you want to see?
We will put Michael and Andre in the same bucket as the whole hockey club. I don't think you can separate those games and say Hutch played this way and the team played a different way. We weren't very good. We were pretty good in Pittsburgh, and then our next 3 games, we weren't near our pace. There were some pucks that probably got by him that he'd like to have back, but I would say he was equal among all of us in terms of our performance. So I just want to see him and the whole hockey team look the way we're supposed to look.
More of a team improvement than just...
Without a doubt. I liked our game in Vancouver. Didn't like the result. Clearly, but I really liked everything was right in how it looks. That's the way it's. You go out, you play like that, you're going to win more than you lose, and you get out of the gate and play hard and play right.
Paul, you have seemed to manage quite well during that spell where you're down 4 or 5 defensemen, yeah. But you have a losing record when Evander Kane is not in the lineup. Do you think you have the personnel that you need to cope with the loss of a forward like that?
Yes.
And where does the confidence come from?
We've had key players out at all positions over the course of the year and found a way to survive them. And, he's a key piece that comes out, and we're going to have to make up for that. But we are healthier on our blue line. And we'll have to play maybe a little tighter game. Maybe we don't score quite as much. But, again, Evander was out of our lineup at times that we did play well.
I know you've said in the past that what happens in the dressing room stays in the dressing room. The players have said as much. Do you care that either information has leaked or there's a perception that information has leaked out into the media in regards to the Evander Kane situation?
I know it will be. But I have a pretty solid understanding of where that information comes from. I think most of you do. based on where you get your information from. So it's inevitable that that's going to happen, that versions of all stories will get out. And then it's a challenge for you because you're going to have to make hard. Nobody wants to listen to you or read what you have to say if you're going to sit on the fence of all the things that maybe could have happened. They want you to make a decision on what happened, and you can't possibly know that. And they want you to make a hard one. And that's a challenge for you. I get that. So I have the option of telling you everything that I know, and then I control the spin on it, or I have the option of handling it the way I want the hockey team to handle it and protect everybody involved. Evander Kane is a Winnipeg Jet. So is every other guy in that locker room. So this Evander Kane not playing was my decision.
So, Paul, do you believe that Evander would be welcomed back into that dressing room by teammates?
Last time when Evander Kane was benched last year, you had said that all he needed to do to get back into the lineup was to show up. Yesterday, before we found out that he was likely going out for surgery, you had said you would make a decision at that time. Right. Why the difference?
Different situations.
Paul, obviously, we don't know everything that happened, but we do have players talking today saying that, you know, they take care of things in the room and that they hold things accountable. Are you comfortable with the way things were handled on Tuesday?
I wish that it hadn't gotten out to the media. I don't believe that we're responsible for inviting you all into the locker room like that. There are things that the players handle and there are things that I handle. This was one that I handled. This was not one that I know what all the reports were. This is the one that I handle. So there are things in my domain that I take care of that I don't expect the players to take care of. And there's a bunch of things that they got to take care of. I'm not standing by the bus checking to see how shiny a guy's shoes are. There's a bunch of stuff I'm not doing. They've got their own, and every team's got them, and most times it's funny as hell. And sometimes it's not. When it falls into my lap, then I deal with it.
It does. It is possible to draw the correlation here because the player was ready to go on Tuesday, and then now that he's going to have surgery, that what happened in the room, the team lost the player in some fashion, and that's why I ask you whether it was handled properly.
I understand all of the different things that you may have to surmise that could have happened. So I take the information that I base that decision on, I decide who gets that information. I also know that if you don't like the answer that I've given you, I have the opportunity to look back, that I've handled the situation improperly. I'm fine with that. I'll take that heat. The players know what happened. I know what happened. That's the decision I made. They also know going forward, that's the same decision that's going to happen to any one of them.
Paul, things happen in a hockey season. How much needed is maybe a hockey game tonight and the three that you have on the board?
Yeah, we're looking forward to the puck dropping, right? If you, well, the other way of looking at it is I'm really, really smart and we just dropped five games and I haven't had to talk about it.
That's what I mean, like how you handle it.
It's all part of the master plan. Looking forward to the puck dropping. I know the players are. You can feel it in the morning skate. Nobody likes this out there. But there's a progression and a growth that's happening with this team, and it's not always going to be an easy straight line. Has to happen.
Other than the coach's decision to keep Evander Kane out of that game, was there any other punishment handed out to any other players?
Oh, well, I wouldn't tell you that. No, I mean, I have no problem with you asking these questions because I also know you got a job to do and you got to ask these questions. And then I don't give you an answer, you probably got to go back and write what might have happened. But you're not getting into my room. And if we do it right in there, they're not letting you in the room either. But I'll stand up here and answer all your questions because that's your job. And I have no problem with what you write. I handled this terribly. This is an awful thing. It's fine, but I'm still not telling you why I made the decision because I have people in there that my job as the coach is to protect and motivate. Taking care of everybody, and that includes Evander Kane in this situation. I made the decision not to dress him. He didn't play. That's it.
Is Dustin Byfuglien at forward, is that a more of a long-term option now, or where does this go with him?
It will stay as a needs basis. I do like him on defense. From December 5th until the All-Star break, we were a pretty darn good team, and he was a big chunk of that. Just statistically alone, real plus player, big minutes. Other analytics that we use, points per minute against the top two scorers in even strength situations and high pressure situations. His numbers are just really, really good. So I'd like to get to that point. But I've made the decision now that in this next block of time, I don't know how long that's going to be, we have a better chance of winning this hockey game, being that our back end is as healthy as it is with him up front.